The two political conventions are done. Republicans officially nominated Mitt Romney and Democrats officially nominated Barack Obama. Again. This is a good time to sit back and contemplate what it means for our country to have a choice between a member of Jeremiah Wright's church and a Mormon when we vote for president this fall. Something is terribly wrong with our nation. Much as I like Romney and plan to vote for him, it worries me that the top level of leadership in all three branches of government does not reflect the religious preferences of the majority of Americans. First of all, some facts. Nearly 80% of Americans identify themselves as Christian. 25% are Roman Catholic, and somewhere between 50 and 55% are Protestants of one type or another. 1.7% are Mormon, 1.7% are Jewish, and other religions are each less than 1%. So this is overwhelmingly a Christian nation, with a majority of us being Protestants. The numbers aren't surprising given our history. Early immigrants were often people fleeing religious persecution by the Roman Catholic Church or the Church of England. We are mostly Protestant because that's who we were from the beginning. It's always a delicate matter to pass judgment on another person's religion, but some things are factual. The Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago, the church President Obama attended for 20 years and the only church to which he ever belonged, openly teaches black liberation theology. This is theology based on communism, not the Bible, and we all know, or should know, that communism is overtly and adamantly atheist. Black liberation theology justifies itself by claiming mainstream Christianity has been corrupted, but by placing itself in opposition to Christianity, it signals that it's not Christian itself. You can't oppose Christianity and be a member of it at the same time. Mormonism does the same thing. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints seems to be totally different from Reverend Wright's church, but Mormons aren't Christians either. I don't say this to be hurtful. There's much to admire about Mormons, their church, the way they behave and act, and the sincerity of their beliefs. But they are not Christians as most Americans define that term. You don't have to take my word for it. The founder of the religion, Joseph Smith, said it himself by declaring that all Christian creeds other than Mormonism are an abomination. According to him, our Christian denominations were all corrupted after the apostles died. Let me say it again. You can't oppose Christianity and be a member of it at the same time. There are many differences between Mormonism and Christianity, but the fundamental difference is this. Mormons are not monotheistic. They don't believe in one God. Christians, like Jews and Muslims, do. That there is only one God is probably the most important message in the Bible. Mormons believe there are many gods, the God they worship, the God who created him, and millions of other gods before and since. In fact, the goal of every good Mormon is to be a god himself. Like a Scientologist, a Mormon can work his way up to being a god. We don't have to pass judgment on whether that doctrine is right or wrong to admit it's entirely different than what Christians believe. So here's the point. Here's why I'm saying something is terribly wrong. No matter who wins the presidential election in November, we will have no Protestant Christians in leadership positions in Washington, D.C. Look at the Supreme Court. The last Protestant was John Paul Stevens, who retired in June of 2010. The court now comprises 6 Roman Catholics and 3 Jewish members. In Congress, the Senate is led by Harry Reid, the majority leader, who is Mormon. He's backed up by Assistant Majority Leader Dick Durbin, who is Roman Catholic. The President of the Senate, an official tiebreaker, is Vice President Joe Biden, also Roman Catholic. Meanwhile, the Speaker of the House of Representatives is John Boehner, another Roman Catholic, backed up by Majority Leader Eric Cantor, who is Jewish. The Minority Leader in the House and Speaker of the House until this past January is Nancy Pelosi, yet another Roman Catholic. In the White House, we have Barack Obama, as already mentioned, a believer in black liberation theology, and Joe Biden, as already mentioned, a Roman Catholic. If Mitt Romney wins the election this fall, we replaced them with a Mormon president and Roman Catholic Paul Ryan as vice president. Most of us lowly peons out here in the hinterlands are Protestant Christians, about 165 million of us altogether. But apparently not one single Protestant is worthy of a leadership position in Washington. We're frozen out of the power structure. Something isn't right about that. That's today's dose of common sense.